That is the Tedeschi Trucks Band here on the Penguin. Come see about me. You're going to want to come see about what we're talking about, Promina Health here. They're big Tedeschi Trucks fans as well. So that was a perfect stage setting for us. To chat with our guests today joining us, we have, I say all the time, we have the great privilege of getting to shine our light on local businesses and members of our community and doing great work. And what a bright light we need to be shining today on Promina Health. So with that, a big welcome to Dr. Brian Lanier and his wife Marjorie. They are the owners of Promina Health. We are delighted to have you in the igloo.
Thank you, Kim. It is a real honor to be here. We're such huge fans of the Penguin and what it means to how it enriches the being a resident here in Wilmington. Just turning that dial on and knowing that there's real people there curating that music and delivering it. It's, you know, I think a lot of radio stations have gotten away from that, and it just picks at our heartstrings.
Amen.
Music's medicine.
No doubt about it. And we are talking about medicine and what you guys are doing. And like you said, we've lost a lot of that in the radio world, and we have certainly lost so much in the medical and the healthcare world with the way things have gone over the years. So interestingly, it's kind of like you're bringing back what's old again and keeping alive what we really need. Pun intended, with folks out there. So a lot of you out there may or may not know about the direct, model, the primary care direct model, but that's really what we're shining a light on. I do want to take a second to give a shout out to Excite Credit Union, who sponsors our Local Voices Spotlights. They are the local leader in business and banking solutions. Let's just go back. I mean, the more I hear of your story, I'd love to keep you in here all morning, to really shine a light on it all. But give everybody a little bit of backstory. We'll talk really more specifically in a few minutes about the model and what you're doing. But what led you to create this model and to go into medical school? From what I understand, you're a music major from UNCW, and here you are now in this arena. So connect some dots for folks out there.
Yeah, that's right. I was a music major for a couple of years, back in the 90s, and, moved on to different fields and ended up in the Marine Corps. I joined the Marine Corps after 9/11. And, while I was in the Marine Corps, I had an accident that kind of changed my career, and I had a great career there, but,
And first of all, let me just say thank you for that. Wow, that's pretty powerful. You going through 9/11 and deciding to join the Marine Corps, first of all. Just says so much about who you are as a person.
Well, it was my privilege, and it really launched my life into directions that I didn't expect. But as I decided that I wanted to be a doctor, I had an experience during that car accident with a physician that just really cared about what happened to me. And this is not the person this is not the doctor that saved my life during that encounter. But it was the guy that, the person that shepherded me through the rest of that process, while I was in the service and helped me navigate that. And he was a doctor that cared about what happened to me. Mm-hmm. And I just couldn't stop thinking about that as, I decided what I was going to do with my life after the Marine Corps. And then as a doctor, what kind of doctor I wanted to be. And the more I thought about that, I just knew that I was going to have to find a way to be that kind of doctor. And I didn't know what that was going to be until I learned about other doctors practicing this way.
And thank goodness for it. I mean, obviously there's so much, no big secret to anyone out there that there are so many problems with our healthcare system. And I'm sure plenty of doctors caught up in that system want to be giving more to their patients, but the system's just not necessarily allowing for that. But so you took it upon yourself then to jump into medical school, and then Promina Health. How long have you guys been at it?
Oh, we've been up in about 6.5 years now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's, I mean, I'm starting to hear more about the direct model, but not as much. But so, you're probably just one of the first in the area to
be
doing that.
I think we're the first that are doing it at any scale, and, There are a couple of other practices in town. There's a pediatric practice. Dockside Pediatrics are great friends of ours. And, I think we were the first one that are really, really doing it to any scale. We want others though. So any physicians out there that are interested in this model that want to reach out to us, we'd love to help you get started. We think that the more folks doing this kind of medicine makes it better for everybody, and the rising tide lifts all boats. So we really want to see this model grow.
Amen to that. So that's a call and an invitation to everybody out there. For folks that don't really understand the direct primary model, describe it a little bit for us.
It's really simple. Instead of using insurance to provide care, we use a very affordable membership, just like a gym membership. And the membership covers all of our primary, all of our professional services. So our patients don't pay a copay when they come to see us. And more importantly, the care that we deliver and the interactions we have aren't driven by the need to generate an insurance claim. And so that means that we're not bound by these constraints in taking care of patients. We deliver a lot of care through our secure app. If someone sends me a picture and says, "What's this rash?" If I look at that, I can make a diagnosis, then we just take care of it. If we're managing someone's depression or their blood pressure, we don't have to have a discreet visit here and a discreet visit there. We can be part of that journey as we're managing that with that person on a daily basis or a couple of times a day. "Hey, how are you doing on that medication we started? How are you feeling? What happened to your blood pressure? Let's make this change," instead of us starting something and then the person's like on the dark side of the moon for 6 weeks until they've got another scheduled appointment where they had to take off a half a day for a 15-minute visit.
Right. And, yeah, I mean, it's really, you're describing, I mean, it's just such a breath of fresh air even listening to you talk about that. I mean, so many of us, it's hard enough when you've got health issues going on, you don't have answers, you've got a lot of questions, you're scared, nervous, that kind of thing. But then you have to wait maybe to get to the doctor. You don't feel like you get all your questions answered. Questions do pop up, you know, you go see the doctor, it is quick. It's a lot of information a lot of times. Can you process all that information? More questions evolve there, and it's not always easy to resolve those things. But what I'm hearing, I mean, actually, I've watched the video on your website of one of your patients, and I mean, she's just describing coming in. It's a mom with three kids. She's very busy schedule, and she's got one of her kids with her in the appointment. She's there for herself. But if the kid's got an issue, you can address that then too.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. If she had not been coming in, she could have sent me a message and said, "Hey, we're experiencing this. What should we do?" And then I'm thinking, well, do we need to get them in today? Do we need to keep an eye on this? Does this parent just need some reassurance?
Right. Yeah. Right. If you are just joining us or just tuning in, that is Dr. Brian Lanier. His wife, Marjorie, is his partner and owner, in their practice, Promina Health. It's the direct primary care model, and it is kind of the old way, but it is really the new way and where we all need to be heading. We're going to talk a little bit more, but we'll take a little musical interlude. One of their other favorite bands, that they listed on a list they said was too long, to go through, but Lake Street Dive up for you now. More about Promina Health right after this here on the Penguin. Lovely voice of Miss Rachel Price and her band Lake Street Dive here on the Penguin. Another favorite of our music-loving guests, our Penguin music-loving guests joining us here this morning in the studio. It's our Local Voices Spotlight brought to you by Excite Credit Union, the leader in local business and banking solutions. So Promina Health is a direct primary care model. We were just talking more about that. It's bringing the old and making it new again and really going back to the roots where it should have always been. Brian and his wife, Marjorie, run this practice. And Marjorie, expound a little bit on what we were just chatting about before we got on air about the feel of this and the family affair of it. You guys are a family affair running the business, but it really is that for your patients too.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think the bottom line is we can take great care of people no matter their insurance status. And that's really what primary care should be. You know, our slogan is primary care the way it was meant to be. And, you know, we were talking about when many of you were growing up, you probably remember hearing stories from your parents or grandparents about having a family doctor who took great care of all of them, maybe even did house visits. Right. You know, the accessibility, was there, and you had a relationship with that, physician. So I think we're, you said it perfectly, you know, really trying to bring something that's old, make it new again.
And definitely something that we need here. And from what I've been just looking over your website, I mean, really just seeing that it is you are getting to know your patients. You become family, extended family members with your patients is what it sounds like.
Yeah. The big thing with the direct primary care model is that we're able to keep our practice smaller. So, you know, a traditional primary care physician might have 1200 plus patients. We generally have, less, you know, around 500 patients per physician. So we can take a lot better care of them and not have, you know, 7 minutes to take care of that patient when they come in. We block an hour for that visit, whether they need it or not. There's very little waiting time in the waiting room, cause we're not having to cram 30 patients in a day. So it keeps the business model very simple. And that's how we are able to deliver the kind of care that we do.
Primary care as it should be.
Yes,
as you said. And, the direct primary model, it is for folks with or without insurance. That's an important point I know that I wanted to make, and it's a membership. And the pricing is for so many people. I mean, the pricing is like almost nothing to sneeze at. Talk about that a little bit, because it's very accessible.
Yeah. So for most adults, the membership is $69 a month. That covers, you know, any and all visits. So sick visits, physicals. We do a broad scope of primary care. So a lot of GYN care. We do a lot of dermatology care. So we try to do as much in-house as we can without having to send you out to the more expensive parts of the system, specialists. And of course, you know, there are going to be times where we bump up against things that require specialists. And so we can refer you out, just like a traditional primary care practice. And then we see kids as well, $25 a month, for kids. And again, covers all their visits, and they can call their physician directly, text them if they need them. So,
I mean, I hope everybody out there, that is sinking in. $25 a month for medical care for your kid, for as many visits or whatever's needed. Dr. Lanier was talking in the first segment about the accessibility too. You guys can send pictures if there's a rash or a cut or something like that. You can work via text and video and things like that too, just to make sure that the care is happening the way it's supposed to.
Yeah. And I also just add that we do a lot to support our small business community here in Wilmington. So we work with a lot of small businesses who maybe traditional insurance is out of reach, and they want to provide a high value health benefit to their employees. They can offer to cover the membership for their employees. So we work with, you know, small businesses size of 2 to 60. Mm-hmm.
Or 600. We do have some larger businesses that we work with, and they integrate our model into their benefit structure, and it's great response from those kinds of businesses.
I'm sure, because even still, I mean, a $69 a month membership for an adult is far less than premiums they're paying if they're contributing to insurance for their employees. Well, it's usually way more than that.
What it does if they're a self-funded employer, what we do with that, by adding that membership into that benefit, choice, is it takes all those primary care charges out, and it gives those employees access to someone that, can prevent them from having to go to the emergency department or from urgent care.
So keep the cost down.
Right. And again, when you know you've got a membership amount for the month, there aren't a lot of surprises. You don't know what this copay is going to be this time, that time, whatever else. You just, you know, you pay that membership fee monthly, and that's it. That's
predictable.
It's predictable, which is very, nice and relieving anxiety and stress for people, which of course makes them healthier too. It's just, it all goes there. I can certainly imagine myself, but from your points of view, what is most rewarding for you about operating in this direct primary model?
You know, when we sit down with someone, I often ask them, what do you want your life to be like when you're 70 years old or you're 75? And a lot of people are not thinking about that. And we really want to build a long-term relationship with that patient to help them develop a level of health that's going to support whatever they want their life to be like. And that takes time and trust. And when somebody comes in with type 2 diabetes and we tell them, we want to reverse it, right? We're not okay with just throwing medicine at this problem. And when that person that had diabetes has a normal blood sugar and they're not taking any medicines anymore, mm-hmm. or when you've spent an enormous amount of time and energy helping somebody quit smoking, that's about as good as it gets.
I mean, amen to that. Seriously.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing what you're doing. And I feel again so privileged to get to shine a light mm-hmm. on what you all are doing. And, hopefully there's a lot more of that to come. I love that you threw out for other medical professionals and doctors out there that want to be giving the care that they want. I'm sure it's been a stressful thing for doctors for years, not being able to give the care they want in the broken system.
I tell patients all the time, I probably say this every day with a new patient, that person that's taking care of you, they don't like that model either.
Right.
Right? They would really like to be doing what we do. They're probably trapped in that model.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there is a new way of making old new again. You can really think of it as the stories our parents and grandparents told us about the family doctor, that he knew everybody, knew your lives, and that's what you guys are creating in this new era where we're going back to our roots once again. That is Dr. Brian Lanier and his wife Marjorie, their three sons, I believe it is, pitch in and help out there at the practice as well. You'll find them over on Physicians Drive. Of course, you'll find them online. It's ProminaHealth.com. And of course, you find out more on social media. That direct model care is a breath of fresh air. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys so much for coming in. Thanks for the penguin love as well. We're certainly grateful for what you're doing for our community.
Oh, so nice to put a face to the voice.
Here it is. Hanging out in the igloo.
We're grateful for what you all do, seriously. Well,
thank you so much. We're very lucky to get to do what we get to do. All doing what we can to make our community better. All right. Find out more at ProminaHealth.com. Spread the word. We will keep the tunes rolling as always. Stay with us here with the Penguin.